96 FM, Claire's and Lisa, good morning. It's 21 to 8.
Elliot Yo with a huge leap. Yo's in the pocket, heads toward goal.
96 FM's own West Coast Eagle, Elliot Yo, for Perth Window and Door Replacement Company.
Give your home a new lease on life with Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, the number one name in the game. To book your free quote, search Perth Window and Door.
Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Congratulations on your 200th game.
Hey.
Albeit it didn't end quite how we all hoped.
No.
Not least of all you.
No.
It's nothing worse than being beaten by a Goalsworth.
Well, yeah, there is.
Well, I mean,
yeah, maybe 21 goals.
Being beaten by a goal. Yeah, well, being beaten by a goal and then being injured.
And being injured in your
own. Yes, this is true.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Not great.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Let's
yeah.
Start there. What can you tell us about your nether region?
How's your groin, mate?
It's probably the most spoken about crotch in WA.
It is. Yeah. If it's not, we're going to make it that way.
Well, no, I don't think you have to make it that way. It is.
So, no, it's an Instagram page.
Yeah. It's just an OnlyFans.
There's a lot of, focus.
Oh, my God. In your downtime.
Nah, that's...
So much focus on your groin, mate.
Yeah, no, that's a very facetious comment, that one.
How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, look, I'm okay.
All right.
It was a little bit tight towards the back end of the third.
Right.
Felt a little niggle, I reckon maybe the start of the third, and thought, might be okay here. And then as the quarter progressed and went on, it was like, this is starting to tighten up a little bit.
Okay.
But not as bad as the previous one that I've had. So that's probably a pretty good sign.
It was a whole other injury, wasn't it, really?
Depends.
In a roundabout way?
Mm. It depends. Like same. It felt like same
this
sort
is
of area.
This variety, though, isn't it?
Yeah, this
I'm
this...
trying to be positive.
I can hear you. Yeah.
But I've had a scan. I'll find out more today in terms of the severity of it. But in terms of just day-to-day activities and stuff like that, I'm able to walk around and do stuff, whereas the last one I was pretty sore for a few days.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
In and of itself.
Yeah, walking around pain-free, getting in and out of the car, I'm okay. So, that's positive signs.
Yeah, mate, right. Watching you getting cheered and chaired off and getting a round of applause in the line of Essendon players there, and your mates carrying you off, Big Gov and Jack Darling as well, wasn't it, carrying you off? Mm. But it must be mixed feelings. You're going off there on such a big occasion, your 200th game. How was that going down for you?
Bittersweet.
It was a lovely gesture when the opposition line up for you.
It was. And, thank you to the Essendon Football Club, really, for doing that. They didn't have to. I didn't think that happened for people getting getting through, 200 games.
But that's a measure of respect for you.
Yeah.
I appreciate your career.
Truly grateful for that. And I just wish it was on better circumstances.
Yeah, of course.
Now, the Eagles were right in it up until the final term, and then as well as a couple of injuries, there was a brain fade by a senior player.
Mm.
Jamie Cripps' brain fade when Waterman was lining up for his fourth goal. What can you tell us about that?
Oh.
And how, shall we say, cross was
cross.
Slash
Great
is
word.
Waterman?
Oh, yeah, everyone's pretty flat because of where it was at. In terms of stage of the game.
Of course.
Yeah. But also, there was also a fair bit of mayo in the flop as well.
Yeah.
So,
make sure the ump saw it.
Yeah. And that's what they do, though. Like, you got to expect that. So, yeah, I think Cripper just got caught in. Obviously, he regrets it. And he would have his time again if he could. But, there's also the element of, you don't want to flop too much either. So I know there was a rule that came in a few years back on that. And I'm surprised that the AFL hasn't looked at that either.
Mm.
So,
fine line.
Yeah, it is. So it must be teetering on the edge of both, really.
Yeah.
So
and the umps are making a split-second decision.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard because for some reason they always see the second one. They always see the retaliation
you're right.
And not... the actual instigation of it all.
Yep.
So that's the hardest part. And, unfortunately, Cripper just got sucked in. And as I said, he'll regret it. But
so what's the advice of the coach? To err on the side of not being sort of not biting?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's the safest way.
Yeah, that's all you can do, really.
Especially if you've got
it's tough sometimes.
Yeah, and they're going to try and do, like, our backs probably do the same thing down the other end. So if there's a free kick and it's, you know, stage of the game, of course they're going to try to lure you in to get
now
a free kick.
Out comes that NIDA course.
Yeah, whopper. The whopper course.
I'm a player of great range.
We ain't talking about Andrew Jacksberg either.
What's my motivation?
Yeah.
So Jake Waterman, you could see he was upset. Of course, he'd worked so hard for any possession, but he worked so hard for that. But there's something about you can't knock confidence. What confidence has and bloody hard work, because he's like a different man, isn't he?
He is. He's playing some footy. Yeah. So I feel like he's got in the end of a few of my balls too, which is good. So we're linking up pretty well, Jake and I.
That's good.
Yeah. But I think it was more so just the state of the game and the fact that, you know, Jake just wants to win as well.
Of course.
Super competitive. And I think that kick would have taken us within a couple of points. So I think it was just flat that, you know, we turned it over, especially so close to goal.
Oh, don't worry, mate. He's more upset about your injury than you are. He wants that delivery.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick Martin was a bit of a thorn in your side, in the Eagles' side. And Barrow was saying yesterday that he actually trained with the Eagles, but the club didn't pick him up. Is that sort of what led to him being a thorn in your side? He knows some of the inside deal?
He was there a few years back now, so he probably wouldn't know too much now. We've changed a fair bit. I think it was probably more the fact that he'd been overlooked by both Perth teams. Mm. So that was probably hurts a little bit.
Yeah, revenge is living well, as they say.
But good on him, you know what I mean? Head down, bum up type attitude, got through, got to the system, and then's doing really well for himself. So you got to tip your cap.
Yeah.
What about Noah Long? Little fella.
Was having scans when I was having scans as well, So same thing, we'll know more the severity today. I would have thought. I'm sure the club will probably release something early this afternoon or early mid-morning, whenever they do it, usually. But, we'll discuss with, you know, the medical team today with where long he's at, but hopefully he's okay.
And I have to ask, because I believe it might be a law, actually, this year, Harley Reid. He looked like...
Is it a law that you have to speak
about?
It's the Reid clause.
Time like this pass without...
The Reid clause.
And he did look like he did something to his hammy, so...
It came off, so he came off and everyone was thinking the worst.
Mm.
But he goes, it's just a cramp.
Just a cramp.
So, I think he got through yesterday as well. So, he did, exactly. walk it off.
You could see him when he cramped up trying to run. And it looked bad.
It did.
It's tough enough.
There's nothing worse. But I have had to walk one off in the middle of the night.
A cramp. Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah, they're awful.
Oh, I was wondering what you were talking about.
There's nothing worse.
Isn't this show supposed to be PG?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a crab.
It's called Kids in Cars. Hey, Elliot, I want to ask you something. This is not your game, but someone who's been out there for 200 games. In the near the end of the Frio-Richmond game, it was quite feisty with a minute to go. And the Richmond players, you could see they were frustrated. They were having a tough year. They're 9 goals behind.
Yep.
Is that rare to see that? Because a minute later, the siren goes and they're all shaking hands. It's just weird to see players getting so upset, especially in their defence, with a minute to go. Does that happen often?
I think you want to make a stance that you don't stand for it as well, but you also want to be careful that you don't want to give away a few weeks in terms of going to the tribunal with a few things. Yeah. But you probably want to show that you care, and obviously Richmond have got a fair few injuries and they're playing a lot of young kids, not too dissimilar to where we were at a few years back.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just shows that, you know, they're not proud of probably their performance and that, you know, they're willing to probably put their hand up and still have a crack and fight in and crack in. So, you know, if I was a Richmond supporter, I'd be looking at going like, all right, well, there's some positive signs there. The guys care. And
showing some heart.
Yeah, they're showing some heart. So, from a perspective point of view, that's probably how I'd see it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool.
All right, well, this weekend, Sunday, you play Collingwood. It's in Melbourne, obviously, because, you know, Collingwood. Who is likely who's likely to stand in for you?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, we're not too sure yet. There will be a few magnets probably thrown around the board as well. I thought Harvey Johnson did pretty well on the wing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be good to see him play a full game. I thought a lot of the stuff that he did in, I think it was a quarter and a bit, should warrant, but who knows? It's not really my choice to, you know, pick and choose the site. That's up to Simo.
His selection video is one of the best I've ever seen. It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
He's upstairs.
Yeah.
Bring on the Essendon bombs.
Yeah, and we don't usually do that type of stuff either. He's an absolute hoot, Arbs. So, yeah, hopefully he can get a full game. I like the way that, you know, he goes about it and he has a real red hot crack. So, but yeah, who knows? Who knows at this stage? There's a lot of young kids that are pushing their hand up for selection as well through the waffle. So we'll see.
Yeah, Collingwood a bit susceptible. Mijacek, we've heard today, Mijacek's out for a few weeks. McCreary's he's got a concussion. And then Schultz had a bit of a brain fart himself, so he'll be missing as well. So
Gets his old Freo, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Acres,
But
so especially up forward, they'll be a bit more. They'll have to restructure.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, both teams are going to restructure, but you know, we're going over there and putting our best foot forward and trying to have a crack and hopefully come away with a win. So it's going to be a good game, and it's football these days is red hot. The game is just so fast. It's just a ping pong type of game. So, it's going to be exciting.
You will stay here, will you, and
put the feet up
and watch it from here?
Yeah, I will. And then, probably have the dogs on the couch with me and watching it and trying to thoroughly analyse everything.
Yeah, of course.
Have Pippa barking at the ball the whole time.
Of course.
She full attacks
the
TV.
She barked at the mascots?
Yeah, no, she'll see, not the mascots, but she'll see the ball fly, or someone like, especially when they line up for goal and the ball's like in her hand, she'll run up and like, smash the TV and like bark until she gets the ball.
He says a real footy.
Yeah.
Ziggy will bark at mascots if they're animals, because she barks at any sort of animated animal on TV, any animal in an ad. Aren't
that Pet Barn ad?
Aren't they funny?
With the black cat.
Mascot. Or
the black dog. They go mental.
She can drive past horses in the street, on a country road. She won't bark out the window, but she'll bark at anything on the telly.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't that funny? Angels just sits there watching Bold and the Beautiful, just going,
All right.
That's living the life.
Bounce Down is 11 o'clock on Sunday. Good luck
to
everybody.
Yep. Yeah, cheers.
Good to see you, man. All the best.
Fingers crossed, eh? Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It's 9 to 8.
Think you know your real music? It's time to call 131065.